And now taking a look at sports here on KJAN. High school football scores from last night, the final week of the regular season. And it was Atlantic seeing their season come to a close with a 64-22 loss to Creston. Game we had for you here on KJAN last night. Creston running back Chase Schiltz had 5 rushing touchdowns and 339 yards on the ground to lead the way for the Panthers as they head into postseason play. Harlan was a 49-7 winner over ADM. Glenwood beat Dallas Center Grimes in an exciting finish there. 12-7 the final there as the Rams get that victory and a share of the district title. Bondurant Farrar was a 23-21 winner over Winterset. In Class 2A District 8, it was Shenandoah 33-13 over Kemper Catholic. Southeast Valley beat Clarinda 44-13. Esac County over Red Oak 28-0. Missouri Valley 41-0 over West Central Valley. In Class 1A District 1, AHSTW was an 85-0 winner over West Monona. Underwood won the district title by beating IKM Manning 28-6 and staying unbeaten. Trainer 28-21 over OABCIG. In Class A District 1 play, Logan Magnolia beat Westwood 29-22, Griswold 38-14 over Tri-Center, Audubon 19-15 over St. Albert as they hold off the Falcons and get that number 2 seed in the district, Maple Valley 41-8 over Riverside. In Class A District 8 play, Clarinda Academy beat Pleasantville 61-8. Bedford beat Nottoway Valley 20-0, so Bedford gets into the playoffs. Earlham 46-6 over Martinsdale St. Mary's, and Mount Air 46-12 over Southeast Warren. In 8-man District 1 play, Exira EHK beat Kingsley Pearson 52-6, Woodbine 12-6 over Booyer Valley, Arweva 49-0 over River Valley, Newell Fonda 55-0 over West Harrison. In 8-man District 7, it was Guthrie Center beating Adair Casey 28-16, Coon Rapids Bayard 27-26 over East Union, Glenn Ralston beat Charter Oak Ute 61-6, and Grandview Christian 33-20 over Murray. In 8-man District 8 play, Fremont Mills beat Essex 61-16, Lennox over Cam 40-18, it was East Mills beating Sydney 54-14, and Stanton 36-0 over Nishnabotna. Taking a look at the playoff pairings now that were released here very early this morning as the first round matchups are set, and the way that those were done this year were within a 125-mile radius is what they were looking to stay within for those first round matchups, and it would be a potential that you could play a district opponent in the first round. They were trying to avoid that, but that's how it was set up. So no districts matching with each other. They're just trying to find the matchups best they could. And they'll be rematched up once again after each round. So it's not like you're going to know exactly what game to watch on the other side to see who you're going to play in the next round. They'll rematch all the pairings again after each night of football. For playoff games, we'll start next Wednesday. And a kickoff will be at 7 o'clock for most games around the state. In 8-man football, it will be Exira EHK playing a home game as the 2 seed in their district. They'll be taking on East Mills, is who they'll match up against there in the first round, big game being played in Exira. Also in 8-man football, Arweva will take on Coon Rapids Bayard at Coon Rapids Bayard. East Union will travel to Tabor to take on Fremont Mills. It will be Stanton at Glidden-Ralston and Twin Cedars at Lennox. So those are the matchups from Southwest Iowa in the first round of 8-man football. In Class A, Bedford goes on the road at Mount Air, as Mount Air was a district champion, and Bedford winning, of course, last night to get in, so they will meet up. Lawton Bronson will be at Audubon. Audubon gets a home game, so the Wheelers will host the first round after, of course, that win last night kept them in the number 2 seed in the district. And they will take their 8-1 record against 6-3 Lawton Bronson. Also, Maple Valley Anthon Odo will be traveling to Haywarden to take on West Sioux. Also, St. Albert goes on the road to take on Akron Westfield. And it will be Woodbury Central at Logan Magnolia in the first round of action there in Class A. In Class 1A, IKM Manning will travel on the road to Pocahontas area. And I-35 will be at Underwood. Missouri Valley goes to South Central Calhoun. Ogden is at Panorama in Panora. And the AHSTW Vikings will be home to take on Ridgeview in the first round. A 7-2 Ridgeview will face 6-3 AHSTW there in the first round coming up on Wednesday night. Also in Class 2A, local matchups there include Kemper Catholic at South Tama. And then it will be Shenandoah taking on East Sac County on the road as well. So the Mustangs getting into the postseason the first time, I believe, since 1987. And they get to go on the road to take on East Sac County there in the first round in 2A. In Class 3A, Carlisle will be on the road at Dallas Center Grimes. Creston will travel to Harlan, so that's one of those instances where a district matchup did happen. Creston is at Harlan there in that 1-4 matchup coming up here in the first round. And Glenwood will be on the road at Carroll. So it ended up being a three-way tie at the top of Class 3A District 8, and the points differential determined who the 1 through 3 seeds were. Harlan ends up the 1 seed, Dallas Center Grimes the 2, so they both get home games, and Glenwood finishes the 3 seed, so they will have to travel on the road, and they'll go to Carroll. So that's how those matchups shape up there in Class 3A. And in Class of 4A, Lewis Central will be on the road at Urbandale in the first round of the playoffs. You can take a look at those full listings on our website. Go to KJN.com and you can click the links to see each class if you want to check out some of those other matchups from around the state on night number one. Also in sporting news, Lorenzo Cain sprinted home from first base on Eric Hosmer's signal in the eighth inning. Wade Davis weathered a 45-minute rain delay and a white-knuckle ninth. And the Kansas City Royals beat the Toronto Blue Jays 4-3 last night to earn their second straight trip to the World Series. The victory in Game 6 of the ALCS sent the Royals to that matchup at home on Tuesday night against the New York Mets. That's how they'll start the postseason play in the World Series. After the delay, Cain promptly worked a leadoff walk from closer Roberto Osuna, and Hosmer followed with a clean single that Batista fielded down the right field line. Rather than hit the cutoff man, though, Batista threw to second to keep Hosmer to a single. That gave the speedy Cain, running full speed the entire way, enough time to beat the relay throw from second base with a textbook slide that ignited a sellout crowd. Davis retired Josh Donaldson on a grounder with runners on second and third to end the ball game. They had two runners on with no outs in that final inning, but were able to hang on and get the win. Chiefs wide receiver Jeremy Maclin has passed the league's concussion protocol and should be available for Sunday's game against the Pittsburgh Steelers, a game we'll have for you here on KJN. Chiefs coach Andy Reid said Maclin has passed everything. We just have to see how he feels, but he did went through practice today and did a nice job with it, he said. Maclin is the Chiefs' leading receiver with 39 catches for 531 yards and a touchdown. No other wide receiver on the roster has more than 8 receptions. That Chiefs-Steelers matchup will be a noon kickoff. We'll have that this one. We'll pick it up after our church services on Sunday morning here on KJAN. And also in college football here today, lots of top 25 matchups, of course, on the slate. The Iowa State Cyclones will be on the road, taking their 2-4 record to second-ranked Baylor, who comes in with that 6-0 record. That game's set to kick off at 11 o'clock this morning, televised on ESPN. Also today, number 21 Houston is at Central Florida. 25th-ranked Pittsburgh is at Syracuse. 6th-ranked Clemson will travel to Miami. Also, 19th-ranked Toledo is at Massachusetts. It'll be Texas Tech at 17th-ranked Oklahoma. Kansas is at 14th-ranked Oklahoma State. Indiana is at 7th-ranked Michigan State. 23rd-ranked Duke is at Virginia Tech. Tennessee is at 8th-ranked Alabama later on in the afternoon. Western Kentucky is at 5th-ranked LSU. That'll be a 6 o'clock kickoff tonight. 15th-ranked Texas A&M is at 24th-ranked Ole Miss. 9th-ranked Florida State at Georgia Tech. 3rd-ranked Utah is at USC for a 6:30 kick tonight. Ohio State is at Rutgers. Ohio State, the number one-ranked team in the country. And then also it'll be a 10th-ranked Stanford hosting Washington late tonight. And 18th-ranked Memphis already won earlier this week, 66-42 over Tulsa. That's a look at the latest sports here this morning on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.